Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We'll start Baba Basra Yud Beis, Baba Basra 12a, pagination is 23, starting from about an eighth of the way up in the middle of a line, talking about Nevua, prophecy, and Chachma, wisdom. Miyom Shechara Beis HaMikdash, from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Gemara says, Nitla Nevua min HaNeviyim, the prophecy was taken from the prophets, V'nitna L'Chachamim, and was given to Chachamim, and the Gemara explains that even though it was taken from the Neviyim, that type of wisdom, that ability to give good advice and see into the future, was not taken from the Chachamim, from the wise people. So again, the statement is, from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, if you wanted to pursue such a thing as wisdom into the future, you would not go to a Navi, because that didn't work anymore. Instead, you would go to a Chacham. So the Mashal comments, we have to explore which Beis HaMikdash are we talking about. And the cutoff of Nevuah was to a certain extent the time when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but they definitely still had Nevuah during the Galus that followed the first Beis HaMikdash, and the Nevuah entered into the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, Omehem Kama Neviim. There were prophets among them. So the way we understand this is not as much from the time the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, as much as to say that in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was not Nevuah. It was a little bit more like residual Nevuah of the energy of the first Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara furthermore, V'chacham odif minavi, a wise person is greater than a prophet. And for that, we have to appreciate the difference between wisdom and prophecy. A prophet is able to see into the future. A chacham is able to see the present with great clarity and be able to give advice and foretell things based on his absolute clarity of the present. There's a cute story about somebody who wanted to speak with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he felt that just to speak with Rabbi Yaakov wouldn't have purpose, so he started to make up a story. He made up a story that his father-in-law, who lived overseas, wanted him to come with the family, a whole story that his father-in-law was being very forceful about it. So he wanted advice from Rabbi Yaakov. He thought this would be a nice, typical type of question. His needs, his family's needs, and his overbearing father-in-law. Rabbi Yaakov listened to the question, and Rabbi Yaakov asked him, "What's the name of your father-in-law?" And the man said the name, and Rabbi Yaakov said, "I remember him from yeshiva, and it surprises me greatly that he should be as overbearing as you're describing in your family affairs." And the person acknowledged that he was quite exaggerating how forceful his father-in-law was, and really his father-in-law had requested, but it really was not forceful. Rabbi Yaakov, from the time in yeshiva, was able to say, it just doesn't make sense that that's the personality and that's the person as he developed as a father-in-law in your relationship. Ben Yoyada quotes a fascinating idea that a chacham is odif minavi, a chacham is greater than a prophet. He cites a specific example that Osniel ben Kenaz, in the time of Yehoshua, was able to bring back halachas that were forgotten in the time of Moshe, that which a Navi wasn't able to do. You may recall the story. They forgot certain halachas, certain nuances, and they asked Yehoshua to prophesies to bring them back in consultation with Hashem. And Yoshua said, once Sinai is over, once the Torah was given, you're not allowed to go back. Lo bashamayim hi, you can't go back. Torah is no longer in heaven. It's up to us to preserve its integrity. And what Nevuah couldn't do, Asniel ben Kenaz was able to do, mitoch pilpulo, through his very advanced wisdom, he was able to compare one case to the other and come to the conclusion as to what the halacha should be in those cases that they were unsure. Let's move on to Amud Beis. And on the sixth line we find, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan taught, Miyom Shachara Beis HaMikdash, the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, as the Marsha says, it's really to exclude second Beis HaMikdash already, doesn't have Nevuah, except for those early years of residual, as we described. Nitla Nevuah min ha-Nevi'im v'nitna l'shotam u'l'tinokos. Prophecy was taken from the prophets, and it was given to the fools, and literally to the young girls, l'tinokos, to the young girls. And the Gemara cites a story of each to bring home the point. L'shotim mayhi, what's an example of the fools having prophecy? Kihoda Mar Baravashi, there was a story of Mar Baravashi. Tavakoi Baristika de Mechuza, he was in the marketplace in the city. Shamei Leahu Shota, he heard a certain fool de Ka'omar Reish Mesifta. The person who was going to be appointed now as the Rosh Hashiva, the dean of the academy in Machasya, in that city, he signs with the word Tivyumi. Omar, so Mar Baravashi said, Man Chosim Tivyumi Berabonon, who among the rabbis of the eligible people uses that as his signature? Ah, no, it's me. Shema mino ledidi kaima lishaita. He took this as a prophecy, literally. And he said, it must be that it's my moment. I'm going to have the opportunity to become the Rosh Hashiva. Come, he picked himself up. Asa, he was coming to this city that was mentioned. And they indeed were looking for a Rosh Hashiva. Ada asa. But by the time he was coming, Imnu Rabbanan le'osve le'rav achami difti b'resha. The rabbis were already seriously considering appointing Rav Achami Difti as their leader. Now, Mar Baravashi was a significant player, as we'll see in a moment. They wanted his approval for the appointment. Perhaps they didn't offer it to him because he wasn't in town, and they didn't realize he would relocate to accept the position. Kevin de Shami de also, when they heard that Mar Baravashi was coming, they sent a peer of rabbis to Mar Baravashi to achieve his consent for the appointment of this other rabbi, Rav Achami Difti. So Mar Baravashi went ahead, and Akvei, he held them over. He told them to stay with him and not to go back, and not to go back with any answer of his. So they sent another pair of rabbis to try to find Mar Baravashi and consult with him to get the show on the road. Akve gabe. Again, he held them with him and didn't have them go back. This kept happening until he had 10 of the rabbis in front of him. Kevin de Molo Bayasara, once he had a minion, Posachu Vitana Vidorash, he began the shear. Lefishein Poschem Bekala Pochas Measara, because you can't give the shear with less than 10 people this status of shear. And by giving shear in front of 10 people, he became the Rosh Hashiva, even though it wasn't in their base medrash, but for the region, he became the Rosh Hashiva. He started, and it was his. Kari Ravacha Anafshe, Ravacha Midifti, who was on deck but didn't get it, commented, If it goes bad, it's not going to go good too soon. And if it's a good streak, it doesn't go bad too fast. There's a certain momentum. And he recognized, as Rashi says, that he wasn't going to be appointed. The Ben Yehoyada wonders what it is that Mar Baravashi was doing. Was he like trying to steal the position with his creativity? And the Ben Yehoyada says that this is the point of the Gemara, that what emanated from a fool's mouth was considered nevuah in his mind. And if it's a prophecy that he's going to get it, and they give it to someone else, then the way things work, it is probable that that other person would die shortly thereafter, so that Mar Baravashi, who was destined to get it, would get it. We have a rule, a malchus nogas bechaverta. One rulership, one leadership position does not infringe on another leadership position, and Hashem makes way. When Moshe's time was up, so to speak, Yoshua was ready to take over. Moshe says, why can't I just be around anyway? And this dialogue, this discussion, has a significant consideration, which is that when it's time for the next leader to be in place, you can't infringe. And Mar Baravashi was actually saving the life of Rav Acha Midifti by creatively ascending to power in that position, because he took the comment of the Shota seriously. Another story, Tinokas Mahi, what's the story of a young girl that's considered prophecy? Kihad Bas Rav Chista, the daughter of Rav Chista, Havayasva Bekanfei Da'avua, she was sitting, Havayasvi Kamei Rava of Rami Bar Chama. Rava and Rami Bar Chama were in front. Omar La, and the father, Rav Chista, asked her, Man minayu bois, which one do you want as a husband? Amra Le, she said, Tarvayu, I'd like them both. Meaning, according, if you take her word seriously, which the Gemara says, it's like a nevuah, she's a young girl, it's like a nevuah, she's saying she's going to somehow be married to both of them. Amar Rava, Rava said, Va'ana Basra, I'll be the second one, I'll be the last one. So again, we wonder over here exactly what was going on that Rava calls out, and I'll be the last one. The Marsha suggests, based on a Gemara in Psachim, that marrying a Gerusha Bechaye Baila, a divorced woman, during the lifetime of the husband, is not a favorable thing. There's such a statement in the Gemara in Psachim. Apparently, he says, Rami Bar Chama considered that a valid statement. He was nervous about such a statement, and he would not marry a Grusha Bechaye Baila, a divorced woman. Rava was saying, I'm willing to marry a divorced woman during the life of her husband, her former husband. And therefore, Rava was saying, the only way we can fulfill the words of this girl in a way that won't cause someone's death is if she marries Rami Bar Chama first, he divorces her, and then I marry her, and like this, no one will die. But the other way, if we accept the words of this girl as an unwitting prophecy, then whoever gets married, someone's going to have to die for the other one to marry them. And if I'm the one to marry first, Rava says, and Rami Bar Chama will not accept a divorced woman because of that teaching that he subscribed to, so then Rava says, it would mean that I die. So Rava right away said, I'm willing to take the divorced woman and let her marry Rami Bar Chama first, and then I'll take her in this way, fulfill her words in a somewhat favorable way. Yashikovach, thank you for joining.